Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
God dang.
That's loud, wasn't it?
I just got tired of waiting.
That's for the lady at the dentist's office who says that the volume's too low in her car.
I forgot about that. Pulling teeth. It's like pulling teeth to get the audio to get up. That's probably a funny little sign they have in there. It's like pulling teeth to get your next appointment.
No, they don't have that. They have cute kid art.
Aww, yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah. So are they real children?
No, it's a small version of your brother.
No, but I mean from their own children.
She has a brother named Art. That's why that was funny. Yeah, it's kids.
That's sweet.
Although I'd never seen any kids in there, so maybe they bought it. I don't know. Maybe it's their kids.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Their own children.
Oh, do they have a...
We should let our kids make art for in here.
No.
Do they have a funny sign of a face and the mouth is open and it's kind of making it like a sleepy face and it says, I'm about to gum... It's your gums.
That's not appropriate.
It's gums. It's a dentist office.
You got me on it now. I'm thinking.
I would like it, but the average person would not. I get it, fat boy.
So I don't have a lot of that. I have 2:30. That's the only real dentist tooth I have. The best time to have an appointment is 2:30.
So I try to picture a mouth and like all the parts to it. And besides the teeth and the gums, like, that's it.
Well, what else?
I mean, it says braces yourself.
My God.
Stop.
But that's an orthodontist.
Wait a minute.
That's not there.
No. Why aren't orthodontists called bracists?
Ha ha! Bracist?
That's
He's
perfect.
He's got a shirt!
What? No, brace. Okay. You know what I thought? Yeah, I know. I'm not at all.
My ortho's a real bracist.
Believe it or not. All teeth aren't white. I had a guy in here yesterday. He had four green teeth, guys.
All teeth aren't white.
Green teeth.
That's right.
That's serious.
Don't trust a dentist who says they don't see teeth color because they won't help you with the staining. They will not.
Yeah, if you have yellow teeth, that's not.
I tell you, man.
Do you think Take Me Home Tonight is about a guy who's just too drunk to drive and needed some assistance because that was pre-Uber or... He was wanting to go home and screw.
I think the second part.
God, what does it mean? That's interesting. It's a
or is
great
he
song.
Mad that she's being too sexually aggressive? He's like, you know what? Take me home. Why is she driving?
We don't know. We can't assume. Maybe he's handicapped.
Maybe it's Barney Frank and it's not a she.
Maybe he doesn't have legs. We don't know.
What is
I need to. Oh, I looked that up. Barney Frank's been married to a man since 2012. Married to Jim Reddy, described as a masculine male. So does that mean Barney's a feminine male?
Is he the pincushion in this situation?
I suppose so.
I don't think so because, you know, his fame.
Does that mean he's a male man?
His notoriety. What does Jim Reddy do?
Carl Malone is going to sue for that. Jim Reddy is what does he do?
Barney Frank was a...
He does Barney Frank, it says here.
He was a politician for a long damn time.
Yeah.
Probably longer than he was gay. I don't know.
It says people also search for Alec Baldwin.
What?
I know what Jim's ready to do. Walk funny for 3 days. Oh, Jim Reddy.
He's the braces.
Okay. The braces.
You know dental jokes, though. Let us know if we forgot one.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were doing salad bar jokes with that one. Let us know.
Let us know. Let us know.
Let us know.
That's cute.
Let us know.
Let us know.
If the garden bar is out of croutons.
Do that at the farmer's market. Let us know. You're sitting there sprinkling down romaine lettuce on little kids.
Do you remember back in the day when salad bars were a big thing?
Yeah.
Tossed salad bars.
Everybody had them.
Mm-hmm, they sure did.
Yeah, tossed salad bar, that was the castle. Now, this thing here is very interesting to me. Fat Boy, if you would. I've asked for, it's Fat Boy's rejoin week, but I asked for a sub-rejoin, meaning after the real rejoin where we're questioning the sexuality of the man who needs to be taken home because he's too drunk or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I did ask for this. Because.
Does it sound familiar?
Yesterday.
Unsolicited.
You know, I bet a lot of you are saying, oh, God, they're about to announce an endorsement with Slim Jim. No. We would love to snap into that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not been, I'd like to just have one of the displays. I really would. I'm not paying $400 for it on eBay, though. That's stupid.
No, they're real nice, too.
This song originally was not just the theme song for the Macho Man, Ted Savage, or whatever it was.
Ted Savage.
You remember him from Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, you did it.
I did it.
She did it, folks. Our girl is now it's according to her. I would look at the documents before she waxes your vagina, but Paige is now a fully licensed esthetician.
Yeah, she's a Bush liaison.
I did get my number yesterday officially, so I am.
Have them change the name of esthetician.
What do you want it to be called? Well, other than Fat Boy's name for it.
A waxist.
Are you going to
a waxer?
I do have another hand sanitizer for Fat Boy that he can have.
Enough about that. Let's talk about you being a closet lesbian now getting paid to do things you've done for free for years.
That's right.
Could you set up a partition in here?
I can do whatever service you want legally.
And just bring them in here, and then we can air it.
Except I cannot do anything that is like, I can't inject. I can't give you Botox or anything like
Thank
that.
Thank God.
Or fillers.
You said you wouldn't do certain things. So is that on the table
now?
Well,
I cannot because I don't have a nurse's degree. I'm not an RN.
She's not a nursist.
I can't push fluids. But I can give you.
I can't
diagnose
right out of
you
here.
If you have skin cancer or anything like that, because I'm not a doctor.
But you said you would start waxing a certain spot, but you wouldn't go any farther.
I'd wax anything on your body that you asked me to wax, except a certain spot that I kind of. Okay, I'm just going to say it like it is. My school didn't teach Brazilian. So I need to know exactly.
It's all English, hopefully.
I was hoping you'd give this segment a Brazilian get a little more smoother.
I want to know where I'm bracing, exactly where I'm bracing when I rip it up that way. So I have to know exactly.
So you'll drive halfway down the street, but you won't come to a complete stop. Like you're not going all the way back to the,
You won't wax that crack.
Mm. Not until I take a class.
There's a crack waxing class.
What's it called though? Like, what's it called?
I need like a fresher up.
Number two waxing.
Now I can do like your chapter two and everything, but I don't want to rip you and hurt you the wrong way.
I've said that to women before.
Because usually you're going away from the hairline. I don't know about around.
I know you're that
around, around your detailed area, like scrotum or anything like that. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Why not? They're going to pay you money to get their bag waxed.
I'm going to do it if you ask me, but I'm going to make sure I do it right so I don't ripple your
Consult me
off.
When it comes to the marketing ideas. I have so many ideas for that.
Like, I would feel half waxed, and honestly, if you didn't go the whole way, if you stopped at the chode and just, like, quit, I'd leave you a two-star Yelp review.
Why do you hate bees? And why are you stealing their wax? You're gonna get some of the those people on you.
Oh!
I had a small little contingency of them try to mess with me on Facebook.
About what?
beard wax, beard balm made out of honeybee wax. What kind of bee wax are you using? What kind of? You probably use pee wax. God, dude, it's got to be natural.
Well, there's two different kind of wax. It depends on what kind of service you want. You can either have soft wax or hard wax.
So but you got the strips, right?
Yeah, like that's soft wax.
You gonna take them off with your teeth?
No, I just hold, taunt, and rip.
If there was a older woman, let's say from Greece, would you take care of that stash?
Absolutely. Okay. That's
I feel like she's done that. Yeah, haven't you done that?
Plenty of times with clients. Oh, yeah.
Like old women.
She took my Fu Manchu from me.
So fast.
I feel like
that's... It took me seconds to do that.
Isn't that what you started out with? Old lady
Old lady waxes.
Privets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of my clients when I was in school.
Okay, here's a question. Why would it
elderly?
Why would a older woman, non-sexually active, care about doing this? So, here's the question: why. Does that mean that she's sexually active still?
No, okay. a lot of my clients wanted it done because they're swimmers, and they go to the Y.
I'm having lunch there later.
I didn't know if they took you to the nursing home and got like free rounds of. Or assisted living.
Are you the lady that brings the birds?
I mean, if they
no, were, I'm about to wax your ass.
I'd be easy to if they were in.
I need a wax.
In their bed, I can wax their legs pretty fast.
You know, you'll have to go for the record. Cause I think Lindsay Borden had the record with 41 wax, and that was to her mom, I believe.
I've had this hair she must have since been 1960.
Very hairy lady. I think she waxed her dad 40 times and 41 for her mom. So.
And I'll tell you, when we were in school, we would let our hair grow out so we could wax each other in class.
We used to compare hair in fifth grade.
The hell? Yeah, until you peed out of it.
That's weird what awful. She said.
That's Why really gross.
Why is that weird? Who else are you going to practice on when you're learning?
I mean...
To pass, I had to...
Pigs...
I had to use my
tears. You wax boar hair.
I can wax whatever hair sandwich you meat. Want me to take off.
That's boar's head.
I can also use tweezers to pluck them out.
Remember what I said that day on the radio? You were saying something about a brush that I use, and I said, the bristles are made from boar's head. And you said, freaking deli meat? I said, no, boar's hair. Boar's head.
They make good God turkey. It,
God, if I win that $1 billion lottery, I'm out of this town. I'm gone.
Do you know how Cosmos...
Moving the Greer.
Are you? No, they're like
annexing. You know when they make their first dollar, they put it in a frame? Do you have your first pubic hair you waxed in a slide
You know what?
Slide
that's
somewhere?
A good... That's,
like Dexter?
No. I bet it's good luck.
No, I don't know. I didn't save any of it because it's kind of.
I save a locket from each of the hairs.
I got slides of pubic hairs from everybody.
Put a little yellow bow around them.
But one good thing about me in my class, I was told I was the only one that didn't have to because I didn't take any time off except when I had COVID. That's the only time that I missed. Oh, yeah.
Don't want to get COVID near them open
so
source.
I did 600 hours and worked two jobs. I don't know how, but I did it.
Wow. That's.
It was more than two jobs, right? Like it was a lot.
It was a lot.
I only know because we heard about it. A lot.
Yes.
I was a terrible person, and I apologize.
No, it's your... We talk about things that we're passionate about. For instance, Fat Boy Television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is also a service to people. But look, I enjoy thinking of ladies that way, so I didn't mind that you talked about, the...
What is the trend right now in lady bush hair? Are we back? I hope chuckles are going off right now across the
South. Because I think it goes to person to person.
Well, I know, but there's trends. So are we? Because we moved away from totally scaled all the way down because that was people started thinking Epstein stuff. And
I think some. I think
emails.
I think public hair. Not good.
Redacted.
Coming back, people like it, or just a little landing strip type thing that.
Yeah. Can you do a Nike check or?
I do whatever you ask me to do.
Really?
Could you do?
Except the other side.
Yeah, I don't get it. She will not go all the way back.
It's like the the moon.
It's
Pink Floyd, but only go to the one side.
In order for me to feel comfortable for doing that, I would have to have do it and then have someone oversee me to say, okay, we didn't hurt anybody.
We'll oversee.
Okay.
You know, that part of the body is very durable.
It's very tender.
But, the same tissue that makes your...
It's like a boa constrictor.
It's not just that. It's the way you have to put people before you do it, this.
You gotta put them to sleep.
No, they do like the butterfly thing. You put them to sleep.
You know, the tissue of the anus is the same tissue that arteries of your heart. So it's real durable, real strong. That's what the
how do you know this?
Pharmacist told me when I got
the
a
pharmacist?
Chunk out of my. I had to get the cringe.
That's right. That's right. You had the chunk take it out of your butt.
Yeah. So he's like, look, this cream. But he said SH. He said the word. Which I didn't think was professional.
Oh,
but
my
I appreciated
gosh.
It.
Yeah. Well, you're a guy. I mean, it's, like, yeah.
It's like it's the same tissue as your arteries.
I did not know that. So that? It's like so pigs' butts are like ours because our hearts are like theirs, right?
I guess.
Oh,
maybe.
My God.
But that's not the weirdest part about the class. And I told you about when we did extractions, when we put pimples on people.
Hey. I wouldn't do that. Why would you even offer that?
Because she's a woman. She'll probably be solving an 80-year-old murder while she's doing it.
I remember when we did it on somebody who came in who had a situation and had a lot of problems. And one girl got one to pop real quick, and she goes, that is so satisfying.
Paige.
God, did it spray her in the face?
No, but it was just weird. It was like, why
like
are we
a bottle of
there?
Seltzer
this
right
so
in the face.
Weird.
Were you working the downstairs while she was working the face?
No, it was all face.
Paige, serious question. And I'm asking this, and don't even think this is a punchline or setting for up one, or setting you up for it. Is it fair to ask which ethnicity is the hairiest? Is that okay to ask?
You know what? I
don't.
There isn't one, because there's some people that you would assume, wow, they're hairier than I thought.
It's.
You know what I mean?
No.
You should think about doing a comedy routine, too, so when you take off the bush, you wear it like a mustache and do like a Groucho Marx bit right in front of them.
But I've been noticing that men like the twisty, long mustache.
Woman?
No.
Oh.
Men
are liking the long twisty thing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You gotta be waxing. Well, can you do designs with it?
Like, whatever. You know, give me something, I can do it. You know, like you want a triangle or a little heart.
I want a hashtag right above my
triangle. Can you make an isosceles one?
Whatever you want. Whatever you need. I'll do it.
I want a high top fade down
she
there.
She seems to be like that girl who does like the graffiti art with the saw on the sides of cars.
I've seen her.
He's just going to go by with the clippers.
I put a cross down here for you.
I know this guy that had like a crooked goatee, and he came in and he asked me to.
Every guy who, yeah.
Yeah, were to measure it. I go, well, okay, let me measure it. I'll see if your wife is right, if it's crooked. And I go, yeah, it's off.
So there were fat boys that time. It was like sideways.
What, last week?
It was this way.
2 hours ago?
It was like his head was turned sideways with the goatee. It was like, turn your head straight. And he did, and the goatee moved.
Freaking last year.
And he asked me, how do I straighten this out? I go, I can take away from the other side, or I suggest you shave and start all over. And he said, well, take it from the other side. I said, okay.
If somebody farts when you ask them, will you quit? I would.
Would you say anything?
No.
You wouldn't say, like my grandmother, when she would constantly rip them while cooking breakfast.
No,
she would not acknowledge
it. I'm really good at doing like the back facial. The relaxing.
The hell is a back
that's
facial?
Still, it's a backhole. It's
know,
a backhole.
With hot rocks, and I've had...
What?
The hot
clean
bathrooms.
That
closed.
So...
I was got rocks, sorry.
This one male... client fell asleep and he was snoring, and I just let him snore until I was done.
What, you were waxing him and he started snoring?
No, dude, I got a massage one time
massage
and I fell asleep
him.
And I apologized. She's like, no, that's like the best thing ever.
You're
and I'm like
to.
Why? Because you made me comfortable and relaxed, or I didn't talk?
Both.
It's probably videos like she recorded of you farting.
Music on and dim lights and put you at night.
Oh yeah, spa music
out.
What's that mean, Coldplay?
No, it's like,
if somebody's got to stop, like, and get up and pee, do you let them, I guess?
Of course.
Do you offer a catheter service, all kind of like valet parking?
I cannot inject anything into your body.
Do you cover the head, like, you know, where you're just looking at the bottom? So there's a partition. You can't see their face. You just
see
their...
they have a cover on them, like a blanket.
But you don't, like, see them, right? You just see the parts.
If I get golly blankets made, will you use them exclusively?
Yeah, I'll use whatever you give me.
Okay.
I just need to know what the ingredients are in case people are allergic to things.
Oh.
Because I chart everything before I do my thing.
You ever see something? You wouldn't do dudes, though, right? Some women, like, won't do it.
I'll do whatever sex you are. I don't care.
Really?
That sounds.
So you're saying you're bisexual when it comes to
when it comes
waxing.
To a service, it's just skin.
I see.
Yeah, but I guess
except
you know.
I'll even put. I've done makeup on men. It's fine.
Well, the kind of men you hang out with.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, a lot of work.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Go.
What'd you think it was?
I was trying to, it wasn't that. I mean, I'm fine with it being this, but, you know. It's the reason why we quit playing Who Can Matt Beat Now. There's just too much music now.
Yeah, there is. A lot of it sounds alike, starts off the same.
You know what would be a good show? It's like, bring people on who say, yeah, I know music. Like, all right, $1 million right now if you can sing this song, word by word. Like, I'm screwed.
Was that a show?
Finish the Lyric was a show, but I mean, like, like, you know this song, but sing it.
I'll always be there.
Now this part right here, do you know it?
I'm sorry, I keep thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't always come the way I planned them to be, but if you mind a while, I promise
you.
See, like, who can finish it, though?
It's just one of those songs
we used to play
where
Pussy Rock Hero, and they couldn't do it.
It was Push Rock, and it was zero. And
they couldn't finish the words.
Oh, my God.
Like, remember the Best Damn Audio clip? It was the guy, he was sitting there singing along to Bone Thugs in Harmony, and his wife said, what did you just say? He's like,
he's doing Dizzy's part. Especially when Vince would call to try to play the game.
Is it happy birthday?
He couldn't get the words.
I miss him. Every time I drive through Fingerville, which, believe it or not,
every time I see a shrimp,
more than you would think. Every time I see a shrimp, I
think of his nose.
You think of Fingerville.
You know when you've seen somebody a zillion times and somebody points some little thing out about him. Every time you see that person afterwards, you would see that only. And I would see Vince afterwards, and I would think cocktail sauce when I would see his nose.
You know what was fun is like
sweet, sweet man. God, we miss him. Nice. We miss him.
People would get on to us, but when we would give Vince tickets to shows that happened already,
yeah,
like he wouldn't go anyway. Like,
uh-uh.
So it's not like he was standing out there waiting to get in.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. He'd always call in. Vince, he was a local legend.
He was
Vince from Bob Vince from Spock Hole City. And he had been hit, I believe, by two cars at the same time. Yeah. Not like he was right in the middle, but like he got hit and then knocked into another lane where another one hit him. And he
God bless.
And then, you know, it was talk that he was going back and forth between various friends that it was said some took advantage of him, you know, meaning getting that paycheck and all this stuff. And he would sleep on the porch. It was that weird thing where people thought we were making fun of him, but like he loved it. Wasn't a making fun thing. You know, we were taught like him and stuff like that, but it was like that gave him like a little bit of meaning. And he would come on, we'll play a game this morning. It's like, we don't have anything. And then we gave him tickets to Monster Jam that had been the previous weekend. And people thought that was mean. And the thing is, he never came and picked up any of those things he ever won.
No.
The only time he ever kept anything was when he was here, and we would usually just kind of as a thank you for getting your way here. Remember the sweet lady that drove him here? You know, give her a little gas money because she was doing that on her own time too.
The stuff that he would remember would like really blow your mind.
Yeah,
he'd go out to remotes, we'd take him home. You know, he'd just want a pack of cigarettes, a couple of beers.
The tall boys.
He talked about his $20 hookers, but I never saw him with one.
But he for years, he was from Fingerville, but he pronounced it as Pingerville. So it was fun. It was fun. Miss old Vince.
That was his favorite song. That's why I brought that up.
I appreciate that. I do.
He was a fan of
80s I love new it. Wave. I love it. Man, Paige, I think you could do a Q&A on vagina waxing on text today. So I can't tell if they're really women that are asking this or if it's men asking about their wives or if it's just curious dudes. Really? A lot of questions are being asked.
They want to buy a gift cards for their wives, I guess.
See, if you are a woman and you've announced this thing, you're doing this. We don't want to call it a side gig because that sounds like you're cheating on this job. Some people call it moonlighting. I tell those people, Paige and I don't have lives, and we spend our extra time by making money.
We keep running, so we don't stop.
But don't stop till you get enough. See, I do have a little bit of Tourette's. I really do. Not making fun. I think I do have a little bit of it. Nevertheless.
That's okay.
God. A lot of men are saying that they, when they shave their lower areas, their extremities, that they have a hard time keeping it straight across the top. And that's often something I've dealt with before. How would one maybe lay a sheet of cardboard down there to make it straight across? Or what would you do if you had a penis and needed to shave it?
You talking about around it?
Are you talking to me?
Or the top part?
The top area. The fade, I suppose. Why'd you? Yeah.
The top?
Well, I mean, you would just kind of like get a ruler out and mark it.
Look, usually the tree doesn't have leaves in the middle. Usually on the bottom. Like, have you seen some that are...
Because when you
trees have knot
when
holes.
I spread the wax, I'm gonna put it in a hot pot, right? Or do the soft wax, and I have to twist it because it's dripping hot.
Yeah.
Test it on my arm. Make sure I'm not gonna burn you.
God, so you have no arm on hair on your arms.
Just test it on your nipple first.
Well, under my arm, and then I'm gonna put it like this. Listen, and then I'm gonna wait, and I'm gonna rip it back, cover my hand. And then I'm going to put something to soothe the pain. Yeah. But I'm going to keep going until I meet that line that I kind of drew for myself if I need it to be exactly straight.
Yeah.
Oh, what if it's not straight? You can't wax in a crooked line?
I wouldn't do it where I made it crooked, though.
Okay. So I'm going to read this text because this is kind of medicinal in a way. And there's a lot of people that are probably wondering things like this. Assume this is from a woman. And these days, who knows? Paige, I have an ingrown hair near my naughty parts. Is that something you could help me with?
Why should I have an OnlyFans, first off?
Well, I wouldn't wax anything that had an ingrown hair. And if it has an infection?
What's with this puss hair that won't come out? You know, not meaning that, but like meaning like, oh, I'm going back in. I don't want to go out in the real world.
I mean, if it was really hang out bad in here. And Jesus. Infected, I would probably irritate it. So
wuss, I'll say.
I would send you. Wuss hair. I would say if you have an infection down there and it's painful. Then I wouldn't touch it. I would send you to a doctor. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. I would, but have yes.
To, because I don't want to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tweeze it.
Like, what if they had like a mole or something you accidentally took off?
No, that's why I look. I have a Woods light where I look and make sure that I don't hurt you.
Like a miner's light?
I have a like a purple hello, light hello. That I'm looking at your skin to make sure I don't hurt you before I do any treatment.
You look for track marks, too, with
no,
those.
No, I look for things like basal cell carcinoma or anything like that or any kind of...
Psoriasis?
Yeah, psoriasis ringworm? Is really big. Eczema.
Oh, like down there?
I wouldn't treat you if you had ringworm.
How do you know?
Because I would look at it and know what it is.
It's just lice like it always looks like
well, step out in the hallway. I need something. You look at something. Tell me if I got
miss something. Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh boy. Well, science. Let's talk about science and something that we should have known a long time ago. You ready?
Yes, we didn't evolve from apes.
Yes, we did.
A bunch of Harambes.
You don't believe that?
Nope. Do not.
You think humans are their own species and they didn't evolve from anything else?
Yeah.
Because I agree with that and sort of. Because the hands are different.
Well,
yeah, it's like because you can argue that, you know.
And feet are different. We have feet.
Some do. Lieutenant Dan, he only had one.
It would have been the apes devolving to make us. Because we're not as strong, fast.
Who has carpals, metacarpals, and phalanges, and their feet and hands are different.
Plus, my ass is not red. And, you know, I don't.
Yeah, I can grow hair on my butt.
So how do we,
I don't go, when I get excited.
Unless it's adaptation where humans lose their hair because humans may have been hairier before.
Yeah, but that's also, complexion is also contingent upon where your ancestors grew up on the earth where how close to the sun that land was.
And
like, truly.
Do humans really look like
sun burns your hair off?
Yeah. No, no, no. Not your hair, but it like it causes the coarseness of it. Like folks in Egypt had really coarse hair, and it's because of the dryness in the air and also that horrible sun that many of them worshipped.
And how come humans can't climb trees like they used to if we...
Shoot. Like you have to watch cops. If we come they from, can.
Yeah, really.
They can.
They can climb walls, houses.
Okay, we got one so in the tree. I'm all wrong.
He's doing parkour.
I'm just trying to parkour. Think about that. I don't know. I think in some ways, yes.
Well, you know, facial hair is coarse. The hair page specializes in could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, straight.
It's like the outside of your arm is rougher than the underside of your arm because it's exposed to the elements more. That's why you're, if I may say, taint is probably extremely soft because it's never touching anything, especially if you have a big butt.
It must be.
Hmm. Must be. You don't know, please.
Well, when you have a kid, like, I know the doctor's going to split you.
Well, women are supposed to lay down and rub their body down and feel for stuff. Why not men?
You would want that to happen so you don't rip the skin, which it would be harder to heal, and it would be also harder to sew that back up and not have a huge scar.
Dude, have you ever tried to feel for testicular cancer?
I mean, I had to. I did.
Just kidding.
They tell you to squeeze, and like that hurts. Plus, I'm already feeling a lump.
Well, aren't you looking for the nodules underneath?
He's at the house.
Like, I don't know what you're looking for.
You're looking for bumps in your scrotum.
Well, there's two big ones down there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'm not going to squish them because it hurts.
Well, I mean, yeah. You're supposed to do it, though. Like, women
yes,
with the...
You're can supposed I just get an x-ray? Like do it.
You ever given yourself a... Okay, I've asked you too many questions like that.
I think every woman should give herself breast exams.
But you get turned on while you're doing it?
No.
Okay, well, that was a question.
If you check, you're like, you've got to check... Yeah. And you're not. It's not pleasure.
And it's not because something to ignore.
No, do not.
You don't check like this? I know you do. You got to. You got to check up under the front.
What am I, a juggler? What are you doing there?
You got to.
If you take off your bra, you are.
Do you do this when you check?
Do you ever, like, you know, sometimes you're in a good mood, you get out of the shower, you're dancing in front of the mirror. Do you ever sit there and just juggle them?
Never. You make me sound like the
swing
guy.
Them back and forth like you they're pigeons.
I don't do the dance, and I don't, you know, like the guy from can you do Silence the of the Lambs.
Can you do
stop.
This with them? Look.
Spin it around.
See,
like
that'd be a fun moment for camera.
No.
Stop. Film it. Let me film it.
What am I doing right now? Charade it. What am I doing?
You're like, you're doing the like tassels would spin.
I'm just trying to spinning see in circles. If they're firm or not. That's not anything
spinning
to do
those
with
Triple H's.
Any indication that I may have some kind of lump. Inside. That's internal. That's not external.
Ask your friends at Breakout Bras if they call women who wear the Triple H size bra, if they call them the game.
Okay. Oh, that should be the name of the bra.
It should be.
I like it.
Stephanie could do it. She's close to probably a Triple H.
Oh, wow.
She's got big ones.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah. I don't know if they're real, though.
Why would you make them fake that big? That would weigh a lot.
Well,
that would be heavy.
You know, you see some of the shoes y'all wear. I mean, y'all know y'all messing your back up and your heels and your what is that, your arch and everything?
Yeah.
Your toes going to be all crinkled in.
You got the dividends they look on your good, shoulders. Though.
Kids with their backpacks on. Doctor will tell you, put both straps on. Don't just strap on.
Are you saying
straps on.
Sciatica? That it's causing sciatica in the back?
Yeah. Well, I'm not Italian.
How do you do it? Sciatica.
Forget about it.
I believe him. I hope it's I got a big boob.
So the reason why we brought up science is science found a new hack for winning rock, paper, scissors. Why you need to do that? Because you want to go first, right?
I've not played that in a long time.
We played rock, paper, paintball.
We play rock. Then you'd have dynamite, which is the index finger, a.k.a. the booger finger.
Didn't something make you do that and... get you in the naughty parts?
Nah, that was...
Let's get off my Johnson. Or buttermilk. You ever play buttermilk?
Nah, she's talking about like when you lose rock, paper, scissors, you get kicked in the nuts.
Oh,
I just forgot the name of the bit. We didn't do it, but somebody else did.
Oh, we did rock, paper, paintball.
You did something terrible to...
I shot Jeff up like...
Jeff.
That was the last time we were allowed to use a paintball.
I know, because I got him in the chest, right at the heart.
I don't know.
We did rock, paper, HJs once.
We made him wear Howard Johnson's, the old hotel. We
leave the light on for you.
Nothing to do with the Mets infielder. But yeah, we shot him up pretty good.
Poor him.
We made him wear his wrestling tights.
Do you remember when we blew an airbag up? He sat on the tires.
Oh, dude. What did we do? That's one of the things where we're lucky we didn't blow out dude's spine.
We're lucky we didn't kill somebody because
no lie.
I know.
It shot him way up in the air, and he's a bigger boy and not fat either. Well, maybe a little gut on him, but he's ripped.
I think
I'm kidding, Jeff. You're listening. I don't know
who we tortured worse.
I'm gonna text in 5 seconds.
Jeff and then Fat Boy, because Fat Boy we did almost set him on fire.
Fat Boy almost died of smoke inhalation, and that is a shoot, brother.
I know, yeah, man. It was
so true.
In
it
a porta john with 100,000 fireworks going off. There was the vent could not so contain stupid. It. Dude blew the door open and was, oh my God, I thought we'd lost him. I was like, where are we going to find 24 pallbearers at this last minute?
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, Fat Boy, you want to jump off the roof?
It was all charred, man. The shoes were burnt.
A lot of shoes were burnt that day.
We'll let you dive into a baby pool. You'll survive.
The pants and the... Oh, Lord. Back when you could do the stunts, bottle rocket baseball and other stuff.
You know what the dumbest bit ever was? And it was so humiliating to you, but you were just still earning your strips. And that was stripes. It was stood on the roof and you were standing on the ground, the Fat Boy. Oh, we were throwing bologna down to you. You had to catch it with your mouth.
The bologna Olympics.
How humiliating. Why? What was that for?
I don't know.
Do you remember? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Why is this such a fight to get on the roof?
Oh, that was, yeah.
Oh,
that was,
God, yeah. Because they were afraid you were going to fall through. Also,
I think his old ass didn't want to open the door.
Yeah, well, he had to move his chair for us to walk by.
Oh.
Ornery old son of a gun.
Yeah, that. And
he's an R. He really is. He retired years ago.
And then we hurt his fingers at the mousetraps.
Fingers hurt.
Oh, that's true. Well, at least he didn't have to walk on broken glass, a.k.a. potato chips. With ketchup on it.
With ketchup.
Poor him.
God, you know what? When I win the Lifetime Achievement Award for radio, they'll say, what is one of your favorite ideas? And it was that blindfolding one. Jeff, telling him he was walking on broken glass. It was potato chips. And at the end of the potato chips was ketchup. Dude was convinced that his legs were getting all bloodied up and ripped up by this glass, and he could hear the crinkling. Oh, man.
They'll put you in the South Carolina Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Hey, you know what? I wait for it. Where's that at? The Opry House?
Remember all
I
think the it's stuff here once a week. We'd have to eat the things that we ate.
Oh, Lord.
I mean,
some of your friends. I wouldn't want to hear that conversation. Paige, again, thank you so much.
I don't know.
Fat Boy, this guy is still mad, is he?
Yeah.
From all the little fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, oh, well, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no f***ing shit. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked? I don't give a f*** about what you think.
Naked.
I love it. He went to double K on that one. N-E-K-K-I-D.
Yeah, he ain't happy.
All right, the FOF line next. 864-241-4318. Yeah.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.